The Railway Cottage is located right on the Waterford Greenway at the Clonay Car Park. The premises opened in December 2020 and offers breakfast and lunch as well as dinner in the high tourist season. General Manager is David Kearns. He says the Greenway has been a game changer in terms of footfall and tourism.
It's very, very steady all year round. We have ramblers, we have walkers, cyclists, we have a lot of school trips that come down on the Greenway. So it's we're kept going all year.
I'm sure it wasn't easy during the pandemic.
No. I had to change the business structure totally and just go from the dine-in to a takeaway. But it actually worked out very well.
What do customers say they like the best about your menu?
I think just the quality of the food. It's all local produce. It's all fresh, homemade sauces, homemade dips. Thomas and Head Chef Fiona do magnificent with the meals they produce. So I think the fish and chips and the chicken goujons would be our biggest sellers.
Great stuff. Now, you've been nominated in Best New Business, like we said. What does that mean, you know, as a new business in Waterford?
It means everything to everyone in the Railway Cottage. It just shows that the hard work actually pays off. And we have a lot of younger staff with us in our team. So it just proves to them that you put in the work and you hopefully get the rewards.
East Pier is based in Dunmore East. It's run by Elaine Power, whose family has been involved in business in the village since 1905, when her grandfather started off Power's Butcher's Bar and Shop, now evolved into a pub and Centra Supermarket, which her brother runs. Elaine decided to set up her own business in 2016, which is how East Pier came about.
I always felt that there was an opening for like a dedicated seafood experience, like wet fish, cooked fish, just totally fish, with a sort of a dockside feel. And I was very lucky to be able to get a premises just on the edge of the harbour. 2016, I secured that, and I sort of went about starting up my business then. Like, I had a years of experience in retailing meat and groceries, but I needed to get experience in retailing seafood. So I decided to go over to Cornwall, and I worked for Rick Stein, the well-known TV chef, in his huge seafood empire in Padstow in Cornwall. Got loads of experience there in 2017, came back and put some of that to use in Dunmore. And thankfully, people have embraced what I'm doing and seem to enjoy, which I really get a great kick out of, is that ideas that I thought, will this work? And then you see people sitting down enjoying like the fruits of your imagination or, you know, new ideas. And that's what I really enjoy about East Pier.
Your oysters, I think, have been particularly popular.
They have been huge. And, you know, we used to sell loads of them in Padstow in Cornwall. And then was when I opened in March 2019, I opened the fish shop first. And then in June, I opened the fish and chip truck and the food truck. A couple came in one day. They were an English couple. And they said, what's the most local thing we can eat at the moment? And I said, you know what? Woodstown Bay oysters, who the Barlows produce on the harbour next to me here. They're my near neighbours. And they grow them all down in Woodstown Beach. And I said, they're the most local thing you can eat at the moment. So I shucked them for them, did them out like we used to do them in Cornwall, and I put it up on Facebook and they just took off from then.
360 Keystay in Dungarvan is a new experience in hospitality, in that it's an automatic hotel. This means that through the use of technology, guests have almost complete control over all aspects of their stay. The company is adding standalone properties in need of refurbishment to its portfolio for the purpose of short-term holiday lettings. By investing in these properties, it says it's adding value to the current housing stock and freeing up units for long-term housing needs. Co-owner of 360 Keystay is Mike Pettit. He says they saw a need for accommodation.
We recognise that, and of course we would have seen that being in the restaurant, mm-hmm. and dealing with the inquiries and dealing with the people, that accommodation was an issue and more accommodation was required. So we saw this opportunity and we had a good look at it, and obviously it was COVID times, and I think everybody about a year ago or so were a little uncertain what the future would hold. And then I think it started to realise, yes, things in normality will eventually have to come back. So we looked at the Aris Brew building, which is a stunning building,
yeah.
There in Dungarvan. So it really was just an opportunity for us to have a look at that. And we were very keen to get into the accommodation business. And again, knowing that Dungarvan had an enormous demand for it. So we did, and I'm very happy with it. And in Kay, when she had it, she converted it into a hostel. And then we took it from that and we converted it into a, as we say, an automatic hotel is what we're calling it.
So what does that mean, an automatic hotel?
It's pretty much where everything, Mary, is done online. There is no contact. Obviously, our cleaning team and that there during the day, but there is no contact. So everything is done online, where you book online, it's paid for online, you check in online, you register online, and even we have now even sent you out your virtual key online, where we ask you to download a particular app and we send you out your key. So you can arrive to the hotel absolutely armed, done, checked in, everything key on your smartphone, and then you gain access to the entrance and through your individual bedroom doors as well with this virtual key. So it's automatic. It means it is completely, you do not need to meet anybody.
And best of luck to the Railway Cottage, East Pier and 360 Quaistay, nominated in Best New Business. Tomorrow, it's Customer Service Excellence.